Good morning. High pressure should keep it mainly dry today, although a developing southeast wind will keep plenty of clouds in place. We'll have a little sunshine breaking through from time to time. But with that south wind, temperatures will be milder than yesterday, and readings should push easily through the 40s and most places even through the 50s up toward the 60-degree mark by late afternoon. Overnight tonight, skies will remain mostly cloudy, and we'll continue with the south wind, so not quite as cool, with readings only back into the lower 40s. A cool front will approach the region tomorrow, so while we may start off with some sunshine, clouds will win out in the afternoon. The wind out of the south will push temperatures again into the lower 60s, but by late afternoon tomorrow, as that front will be right on our doorstep, there is a pretty good chance at scattered showers, which will last right on through the evening. Overnight tomorrow night, more wet weather as the front pushes through, then a return to sunshine with high pressure building in behind the system on Wednesday. With that abundant sunshine on Wednesday afternoon, highs will be back into the lower 60s. Even milder air on Thursday with a mixture of sunshine and clouds and an increasing breeze will be into the middle 60s, with a run toward the 70-degree mark possible on Friday. On Friday afternoon, another front approaches from the west with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm by late afternoon and an increasing southwesterly breeze. Behind that front for the weekend, somewhat cooler air but still nice, mostly cloudy skies on Saturday with the chance of showers in the lower 60s and a return to sunshine on Sunday with highs right around 60 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for eastern and southern Oklahoma to the Ozarks and lower Ohio Valley. A slow-moving front will be the focus for thunderstorms today in this region, with enough heating and upper-level jet stream energy contributing to the convection. Large hail and damaging wind gusts in excess of 60 miles per hour will be the primary threats. Meanwhile, to the north, an historic late-season snowstorm is winding down across parts of North Dakota and Minnesota. Some places in the region will wind up with 15 to 20 inches of snow with drifts over 2 feet. And a new storm off the Rockies into the Central Plains will have to be watched for midweek. A winter storm watch has been issued for the possibility of more snow beginning tomorrow evening. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Komatsu, Japan, at 3 a.m. Eastern Time last Thursday. The last report of hail was at Kars, Turkey, at 9:18 a.m. yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility, mostly clear skies and 16 degrees with a south wind at 12 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 4 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 29 degrees, the dew point 27, 92% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.31 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 2 below zero at Embarrass, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the upper 50s, Boston increasing clouds in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with highs reaching the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 47 degrees, the low 30, the average temperature 39, that's 8 degrees below normal. 1/100th of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 1.43 inches, that's 9/100ths below normal, and 7.05 inches for the year, which is 2.47 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 26 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 323, that's 36 above normal, and 5,820 for the season, which is 340 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 58 degrees, the average low, 37, the record high, 86, set in 2003, and the record low, 21, in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 6:13 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:38 p.m., 13 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and milder today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, breezy, milder today with highs right around 60. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy, breezy, milder today, highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, breezy, milder today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and milder today with highs around 60. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy but mild, with a chance of late-day showers in the lower 60s. Mostly sunny, lower 60s on Wednesday. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild Thursday, into the mid-60s. Near 70 on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze, with a chance of a late-day shower or thunderstorm. Showers likely on Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the lower 60s, and a return to sunshine on Sunday with highs right around 60 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.